It's been a tough day for Aurora, Colorado. It has been a very long day if you've been following that story. So we're going to shift gears here and make you go home with something to make you smile. We're talking wines.
Yeah, joining us now is Scott Greenberg, as he does every week, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. With this week's Wine of the Week, we've got some wines from a region that many of us may never have heard of. Where is this?
Calistoga.
Oh, Calistoga. Well, I
Calistoga
actually have
in Napa Valley.
I actually dated a girl from Calistoga once.
Is that right?
You obviously
heard. I like Calistoga.
Well, what's special about Calistoga is, as you know, it's been around for a couple centuries, actually. But the wines from Calistoga up until recently have always been labeled Napa Valley. A couple years ago, they finally prevailed, and Calistoga now has their own, what we call an AVA, their own viticultural association, if you will. They're an agricultural area that they can now label their own wines Calistoga.
And how are Calistoga wines different from those of Napa?
Great question. Actually, it's because it's at the northernmost end of the Napa Valley, they get the largest swings between daytime temperatures and nighttime temperatures. So it's very hot in the day, very cool in the evening. These big swings allow the fruit to ripen beautifully, and they give a lot of acid in those wines, so they're really nicely balanced.
All right, so people need to remember the name Calistoga. How about some of your favorite bottles as well?
Well, here's the deal. You know, normally I like to keep these wines under $30. Today we're going to head a little north of that, so you might get a little sticker shock. Don't drive off the road if you're listening. But let's start with the 2010 Austin Briggs Zinfandel. It's really a charming, really balanced and finessed wine. Great fragrant nose. Blueberry liqueur. I really like this nose. A little blueberry liqueur, blackberry cherry in there. And then you get these little flavors of spicy cherry and raspberry, red plum. Typical characteristic notes of black pepper and dried sage. But what I really like about this is the lengthy finish for a Zinfandel. $33.
Wow. You have one more for us, Scott?
I do. We're going to try to keep this a little reasonable, but you know, once you drink the good stuff, it's a little hard to recalibrate your palate. But the 2008 Lynch Family Estate Cabernet. This is made exclusively from the best grapes grown on a 12-acre parcel around Randy and Lisa Lynch's home in Calistoga. Aromas of red fruit, violets, cocoa, rich, really just beautifully textured wine. Blackberry, dark cherry, little blueberry jam jump in there, and then subtle notes of black plum, little vanilla fill in on a supple, incredibly lengthy finish. $95, but it is worth it. You know, it's a wine to splurge with.
Special occasion, of course.
Absolutely.
When, you going to bring us some?
Sure. As soon as Brennan introduces us to his girlfriend from Calistoga.
All right.
You better start working on that one, Brennan. Thank you, Scott. That's Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. If you want to check out what wine to drink with your next meal, go to WTOP.com, search Wine of the Week.